The Lord Buddha teaches us that whatever exists in this universe, in all three world systems, underlies the principle of anicca, anatta, and dukkha. Anicca, whatever has arisen, will cease to exist. Anatta, whatever arises and ceases, cannot be me. That's a principle. It's not me, it's not myself, it doesn't belong to me. And dukkha, some of us know dukkha, it is satisfaction, this is pain, suffering. In the morning, we see already the dukkha of the body, we don't want to get up, we want to sleep, yeah? We want to roll over and sleep again, huh? Dukkha. We get up, dukkha. And then we are thirsty, it's dukkha. We are hungry, it's dukkha. We need to go to the toilet, it's dukkha. We are tired, it's dukkha. It's all dukkha. You know, it's all dukkha of the body. Has not yet anything to do with the dukkha of the heart. Dukkha of the heart comes if we want something and don't get it, if we don't like something, and it doesn't go away, that is the dukkha of the heart. We dislike this or we dislike that, we want this and we want that, and we want it to be like this and we want it to be like that, or we want to be like this or we want to be like that, and we are not like this or we are not like that, that is all causing the dukkha of the heart or the dukkha of the citta. So these three principles, are the foundation of everything that exists in this universe, underlying principles of this universe, of these three world systems. And we can use them, in our practice. What does it mean, anicca? Whatever arises, ceases. So, I'm in the body, is born, and the body will die. That's anicca. Then, feelings, bodily feelings arise and cease. Mental feelings arise and cease. So feelings arise and cease. And they have their own rhythm, they have their own ways, to arise and cease. And there's nothing that we can do, to stop them. Then thoughts arise and cease. Memories arise and cease. Associations arise and cease. And consciousness arises and ceases. These are the five khandhas or the five groups. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankhara, Vinyana. They arise and cease. And without them we wouldn't be able to know what is going on within this universe. Without consciousness we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know anything. When consciousness arises, it tells us something. Something has arisen. In our conscious field. Then memory comes, it tells us, it has come through the ear, it has come through the eyes, or it comes through the nose, or it has come through the mouth, or through the body. And then memory tells us, what it is. So, if it has defined, it comes through our ears, then it tells us, it is, it is the sound of a person, or if it is the sound of an animal, or it is the sound of this, or it is the sound of that. And then memory needs to reiterate, it constantly works, memory constantly works. And then it finds out, is it the sound, if it's the sound of a person, is it the sound of a woman, is it the sound of a man, do I know? Then it reiterates again, do I know the sound, and then I can associate, and that's all the function of your memory. I associate it with this person or that person. It's the same thing with the eyes, The eyes see form, and see color, And then memory needs to come in and tells us, what it thinks it is, If we see something that we don't know, I have never seen, we don't know what it is, and then memory, assumes, this or that or that, And this assumptions, it is mostly wrong, Because it doesn't know, but it is similar to this or similar to that, then it tells us, For instance, you know, everybody, you know, of you, you know, who meditates in the dark, you know, hears a sound and then it assumes that it's a snake or it's a rat or it, yeah. But when you open the eyes, you know, it's just a little gecko. Yeah. That's how, you know, how we get constantly deceived by our memory and by our association. Yeah. Don't put too much trust into it. Yeah. And sometimes see, you know, see it how it works. You know, if you hear something that you're not sure of, yeah, and see what the memory makes out of it. It's a ghost, you know, some people are afraid of ghosts, you know, it must be a ghost, yeah? No, yeah? it's just a gecko, you know, that has found some food, you know, and hit its tail against the walls or against the door, and then we think somebody knocks on the door. No, yeah? It's not true. Most of the things are not true. Or the snake that comes in, yeah, or whatever, yeah. I mean, we make up so many things, you know, and this making up of things make us also afraid. So that is the principle of anicca. What is the principle of anatta? Whatever I can see, whatever I can experience cannot be me, yeah. The Lord Buddha said, you know, whatever I can experience, whatever, you know, comes in my field of the senses cannot be me. It's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. It is a very important principle and we should use it in our meditation. That's why I talk about it today, anicca, anatta and dukkha. Yeah? I mean, see it, you know, see all these things, yeah? That these things, yeah? And anatta, use it. Yeah? And don't say, I think, yeah? Say there is a thought, say there is a memory, yeah? Say there is an association. Not sure, you know, if it is the right association or not. Yeah? Not sure, you know, when we see things, you know, if it is a feeling, yeah, what is it? Huh? The investigation, when we want to investigate, when we want to gain, you know, wisdom, then we start to investigate, yeah. I mean, something says, you know, there's a painful feeling, yeah. Then we investigate, what is a painful feeling? Yeah? We don't fall for the assumptions that memory puts out for us, yeah. So we investigate. There's a feeling of hate, there's a feeling of love, there's a feeling of care. What does it mean? How does it feel like? How does it differ from the other feelings that we have? This is the thing that we do. But we need the principle of anatta first to put it, you know, put it away from us. Just like when we open the eyes and look right or left, we see somebody else or we see something else. And we know that it's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. Your neighbor is not you, yeah? Yeah, even the hand, you know, it's not you because you see it. You know, who is the one who sees it, yeah? There's a feeling, you know, when we know there's a feeling, how can the feeling and the person who knows that there's a feeling be one and the same thing? We should use this principle, you know, it helps us in so many situations, yeah? There's a thought, you know, that is what I think, yeah? That is wrong. It's not what I think, not what I feel. There is a thought. The thought has arisen, and the thought, if you don't, you know, if you don't put fuel in the fire, it will cease to exist, yeah? Of course, if you put fuel in the fire, you know, the fire will continue. And the thought will, you know, proliferate and proliferate and proliferate. But if you don't, you know, if you don't put any fuel to it, you know, I mean, it won't proliferate and it comes and it goes, yeah? Feelings comes and it goes, yeah? Memories come and go, yeah? And it has nothing to do with us, it has nothing to do with the chitta, yeah? With the chitta, you know, that observes these things, yeah? The chitta is the observer and the chitta that is the observer or knows the things, yeah? Has never disappeared. Everything else disappears. The chitta never disappears. And we should really make ourselves, you know, aware of this, yeah? Most of the time, yeah? Especially when we face some hardship, yeah? What is hardship? We never, oh, it's so hard, it's so tough, you know? What is hard? What is tough? We never question these things, you know? We just... I strained my voice too much. We never question these things. We always, you know, fall for our own assumptions. Or fall for the assumptions, you know, that, like I said, you know, that memory or association puts out to us and says, yeah, this is this, this is this, this is that, yeah. And then we stay with it, instead of questioning, what is it? Or instead of, you know, the first step, you know, there is a feeling. Okay, when I look, you know, there's a feeling, then I can observe this feeling. And if nothing produces the feeling goes away. Yeah? If there's something behind the feeling that, you know, makes this feeling come up again and again, maybe a thought, maybe a memory, you know, that makes us feel, then we use buddhu, 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 you know, to stop memory and thought, and then this feeling goes away. Yeah? The moment we stop buddhu, you know, and the memories and the thoughts, you know, that the source of this feeling, you know, doesn't have to be, a feeling can come on its own. And the source of the feeling, you know, then it stops, you know, the feeling goes, yeah. If there's no source behind it, the feeling comes and the feeling goes, yeah. Because there's nothing else, yeah, that produces, yeah, that that is the source of this feeling. So use this principle, especially anicca and especially anatta. When we look at our character, when we look from when we are born, yeah, when we are born, we have certain ideas, we have certain thoughts, we have certain memories, yeah. And then we look through our life, you know, every 5 years, how did our thoughts, how did our ideas change? So what is there that is constant? Yeah? When we look from our birth, you know, to our age right now, what has been constant? What has been always there? The only thing that has always been there is the citta of now. Yeah? Because everything else has changed. Our character can change. Yeah? Sometimes it's not so easy, but it can change, yeah? Our views, our opinions. I mean, when we were 20, you know, we thought we can change the world, and then we realized with 30, now there's no way that we can change the world. But we can change ourselves, yeah? And that's why we are here, to change ourselves, to change, you know, the way how we perceive things, how we view things, yeah? And to disassociate with this constant bombardment of these memories and thoughts that constantly tell us who we are, what we are. Who are they? Yeah? To tell us who we are, what we are. Yeah? Just like other people, you know, are telling us, you are like this or you are like that. Yeah? And then we get offended because we have our own views. Yeah? And so on. You know, I mean, the world is, you know, in troubles because of all these things, yeah? Of our own assumptions about ourselves and our assumptions about other people. Other people can change, yeah? For us, you know, when we look at our parents, for us, our parents never change, but they change, yeah? Because we see them differently. When we are very small, we see them like this, and when we are older, we see them like this, yeah? So we get a different view of people. Over the time, if we have an open mind, if we have a closed mind like most of the people in this world, then of course people don't change, the characters don't change. A bad person is always a bad person, he cannot change to be a good person. Yeah? Understand that? No. Well, then reflect about it. That's all what I want to talk about it. So use it, yeah? Use it in your practice of samadhi. When a thought comes up, you know, say there's a thought. When a memory comes up, there's a memory. When a feeling comes up, say there is a feeling. Yeah? And don't say, I feel like that, or I'm hot, yeah? What is hot? What is heat, yeah? Experience it, investigate. And when there's a feeling, experience it, yeah? And compare it to other feelings that you had before, yeah? How does this feeling differ from the feeling that I attribute, you know, that I define as being painful, yeah? And then the other thing, you know, being greedy or wanting something, you know? How is the feeling of wanting something and the feeling of disliking something or liking something or disliking something, how do they differ? We never distinguish. We never, you know, we always go for our assumptions, for our associations, you know, and that's it, yeah. But we know by the moment now, you know, we should know, or we should realize that all these things are changing, constantly changing, anicca. And whatever is changing, whatever we can experience, is not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. Use these principles in your practice to get rid of all the thoughts and memories, you know, and to go into samadhi. Yeah. When you go into samadhi, then you realize, you know, I mean, we don't need all these thoughts and memories to tell us what we can experience. Because there's a pure experience without anybody tell us what we experience, but we still experience it. Huh? Bit strange, huh? Okay, that's enough for today. So go and practice, yeah? Mm-hmm. Use the time. Mm-hmm. It's not as hot, you know, as 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah? There might be some more rain on the way, so it cools down. Ah, Mejizu Shunanda, huh? You understand? Or do I need to explain it in German? Use these things, they are so helpful. Yeah, please. Yeah? Don't get stuck with your ideas and memories and things like that. Okay.